Gryffindor in possession. No. Slytherin in possession. No. Gryffindor back in possession. And it's Katie Bell. Katie Bell for Gryffindor with the quaffle. She's streaking up the pitch. That was deliberate.
Montague, a Slytherin chaser, had swerved in front of Katie, and instead of seizing the quaffle, had grabbed her head. Katie cartwheeled in the air, managed to stay on her broom, but dropped the quaffle. Madame Hooch's whistle rang out again as she soared over to Montague and began shouting at him. A minute later, Katie had put another penalty past the Slytherin keeper.
30-0! Take that, you dirty, cheating...
Jordan, if you can't commentate in an unbiased way...
I'm telling it like it is, Professor.
Harry felt a huge jolt of excitement. He had seen the snitch. It was shimmering at the foot of one of the Gryffindor goalposts. But he mustn't catch it yet. And if Malfoy saw it... Faking a look of sudden concentration, Harry pulled his firebolt round and sped off towards the Slytherin end. It worked. Malfoy went haring after him, clearly thinking Harry had seen the snitch there.
Whoosh!
One of the bludgers came streaking past Harry's right ear, hit by the gigantic Slytherin beater, Derek. Next moment, whoosh! The second bludger had grazed Harry's elbow. The other beater, Bowl, was closing in. Harry had a fleeting glimpse of Bowl and Derek zooming towards him, clubs raised. He turned the firebolt upwards at the last second, and Bowl and Derek collided with a sickening crunch.
"Ha-ha!"
yelled Lee Jordan, as the Slytherin beaters lurched away from each other, clutching their heads.
"Too bad, boys. You'll need to get up earlier than that to beat a firebolt. And it's Gryffindor in possession again as Johnson takes the quaffle. Flint alongside her. Poke him in the eye, Angelina.
It was a joke, Professor. It was a joke.
Oh, no! Flint in possession. Flint flying towards the Gryffindor goalposts. Come on now, Wood! Save!"
But Flint had scored. There was an eruption of cheers from the Slytherin end, and Lee swore so badly that Professor McGonagall tried to tug the magical megaphone away from him.
"Sorry, Professor, sorry. Won't happen again." "So, Gryffindor in the lead, 30 points to 10, and Gryffindor in possession."
It was turning into the dirtiest match Harry had ever played in. Enraged that Gryffindor had taken such an early lead, the Slytherins were rapidly resorting to any means to take the quaffle. Bowl hit Alicia with his club and tried to say he'd thought she was a bludger. George Weasley elbowed Bowl in the face in retaliation. Madame Hooch awarded both teams penalties, and Wood pulled off another spectacular save, making the score 40-10 to Gryffindor. The snitch had disappeared again. Malfoy was still keeping close to Harry as he soared over the match, looking around for it, once Gryffindor were 50 points ahead. Katie scored 50-10. Fred and George Weasley were swooping around her, clubs raised, in case any of the Slytherins were thinking of revenge. Bowl and Derek took advantage of Fred and George's absence to aim both bludgers at Wood. They caught him in the stomach, one after the other, and he rolled over in the air, clutching his broom, completely winded. Madame Hooch was beside herself.
"You do not attack the keeper unless the quaffle is within the scoring area!" she shrieked at Bowl and Derek. "Gryffindor penalty!"
And Angelina scored, 60-10. Moments later, Fred Weasley pelted a bludger at Warrington, knocking the quaffle out of his hands. Alicia seized it and put it through the Slytherin goal, 70-10. The Gryffindor crowd below were screaming themselves hoarse. Gryffindor was 60 points in the lead, and if Harry caught the snitch now, the cup was theirs. Harry could almost feel hundreds of eyes following him as he soared around the pitch, high above the rest of the game, with Malfoy speeding along behind him. And then he saw it. The snitch was sparkling 20 feet above him. Harry put on a huge burst of speed, the wind roaring in his ears. He stretched out his hand, but suddenly the firebolt was slowing down. Horrified, he looked around. Malfoy had thrown himself forward, grabbed hold of the firebolt's tail, and was pulling it back. Harry was angry enough to hit Malfoy, but he couldn't reach. Malfoy was panting with the effort of holding on to the firebolt, but his eyes were sparkling maliciously. He had achieved what he'd wanted. The snitch had disappeared again.
"Penalty!
penalty to Gryffindor! I've never seen such tactics!" Madam Hooch screeched, shooting up to where Malfoy was sliding back onto his Nimbus 2001. "You cheating scum!"
Lee Jordan was howling into the megaphone, dancing out of Professor McGonagall's reach.
"You filthy, cheating ba—"
Professor McGonagall didn't even bother to tell him off. She was actually shaking her fist in Malfoy's direction. Her hat had fallen off, and she too was shouting furiously. Alicia took Gryffindor's penalty, but she was so angry she missed by several feet. The Gryffindor team was losing concentration, and the Slytherins, delighted by Malfoy's foul on Harry, were being spurred on to greater heights.
"Slytherin in possession! Slytherin heading for goal! Montague scores!"
Lee groaned. 70-20 to Gryffindor! Harry was now marking Malfoy so closely their knees kept hitting each other. Harry wasn't going to let Malfoy anywhere near the snitch.
"Get out of it, Potter!"
Malfoy yelled in frustration as he tried to turn and found Harry blocking him.
"Angelina Johnson gets the quaffle for Gryffindor! Come on, Angelina, come on!"
Harry looked round. Every single Slytherin player, apart from Malfoy, even the Slytherin keeper, was streaking up the pitch towards Angelina. They were all going to block her. Harry wheeled the firebolt about, bent so low he was lying flat along the handle, and kicked it forwards. Like a bullet, he shot towards the Slytherins.
"Ah!"
They scattered as the firebolt zoomed towards them. Angelina's way was clear.
"She scores! She scores! Gryffindor lead by 80 points to 20!
Harry, who had almost pelted headlong into the stands, skidded to a halt in mid-air, reversed and zoomed back into the middle of the pitch. And then he saw something to make his heart stand still. Malfoy was diving, a look of triumph on his face. There, a few feet above the grass below, was a tiny golden glimmer. Harry urged the firebolt downwards, but Malfoy was miles ahead.
"Go! Go! Go!"
Harry urged his broom. They were gaining on Malfoy. Harry flattened himself to the broom handle as Bowl sent a bludger at him. He was at Malfoy's ankles. He was level. Harry threw himself forwards, taking both hands off his broom. He knocked Malfoy's arm out of the way and, yes! He pulled out of his dive, his hand in the air, and the stadium exploded. Harry soared above the crowd, an odd ringing in his ears. The tiny golden ball was held tight in his fist, beating its wings hopelessly against his fingers. Then Wood was speeding towards him, half blinded by tears. He seized Harry around the neck and sobbed unrestrainedly into his shoulder. Harry felt two large thumps as Fred and George hit them. Then Angelina, Alicia, and Katie's voices.
"We've won the cup! We've won the cup!"
Tangled together in a many-armed hug, the Gryffindor team sank, yelling hoarsely, back to earth. Wave upon wave of crimson supporters was pouring over the barriers onto the pitch. Hands were raining down on their backs. Harry had a confused impression of noise and bodies pressing in on him. Then he and the rest of the team were hoisted onto the shoulders of the crowd. Thrust into the light, he saw Hagrid, plastered with crimson rosettes.
"You beat 'em, Harry! You beat 'em! Wait till I tell Buckbeak!"
There was Percy, jumping up and down like a maniac, all dignity forgotten. Professor McGonagall was sobbing harder even than Wood, wiping her eyes with an enormous Gryffindor flag. And there, fighting their way towards Harry, were Ron and Hermione. Words failed them. They simply beamed as Harry was borne towards the stands where Dumbledore stood, waiting with the enormous Quidditch cup. If only there had been a Dementor around. As a sobbing Wood passed Harry the cup, as he lifted it into the air, Harry felt he could have produced the world's best Patronus.